It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. See, I put the sweater on I told you I'd put on. Remember yesterday I said, this is the one I'll wear tomorrow. You like it? I like to do what I say I'm going to do. So when I tell you I'm going to do something, I'll try my very best to do it. I have something outside for you to see. He's very big, and his name is Brambles. And he likes to eat carrots. Three carrots, two carrots, one carrot, no carrots. He likes to eat carrots. And he likes to eat oats. And sometimes people ride on his back because he's very strong. Would you like to see Brambles? Okay, let's take this out. He might like something to eat now. He's a horse. I'll get him. Hi, Brambles. Hi, come on in, will you? Come on in. There, would you like something to eat? I think he would. Now, wait a minute. First, what about a carrot? There's a big carrot for you. Would you like some of your oats, too? You fine horse, look how tall he is. Okay, that's one carrot. Maybe I'll just give you the second carrot, too, okay? Would you like carrot number two? A friend of mine, Mr. Bray, allowed me to show him to you. Would you like a third carrot? Would you? All right. Before your oats. There's a third carrot for you. At his big mouth. Big teeth to chew the big carrots. Now, are you interested in some oats? Would you be interested in some oats to eat? He's chewing. Can you chew the way a horse would chew? Can you see his great big eye? He looks one side at somebody and the other side at somebody. What a big eye you have, Bramble. And can you see his ears? You see his ears very closely? That's how he hears. And he can make his ears go around. You see his ears go around. How you hear things, isn't it? I'd like my friends to see your nose, Bramble. These are his nostrils right here. See his big nostrils? People have nostrils too. Nostrils are those little holes right here in your nose where the air comes in. Fine horse. Like people to pat you? Do you know that when Bramble was born, he was... I just want to show them how big you were. He was just this big when he was born. And look how much he's grown now. See? He's almost as... Well, you are as tall as I am, aren't you? Oh, there's Mr. Bray. Hi, Mr. Bray.
Hi. Rogers, how are you?
Oh, fine. We've been having a good visit with Brambles here.
Have you been talking with Bramble?
Yes. And he ate three carrots.
Three carrots.
And a lot of his oats.
And a lot of his oats.
Yeah.
And I think he's still hungry.
I think he is, too.
Do you like riding horses, Mr. Rogers?
When I was a little boy, my granddad had one, and I rode it when I could. But I never learned to ride very well. Do you?
Yes, I often ride Bramble.
Do you?
He's fun.
I bet he is, and he has to be big to hold a big man like you.
Yes, and he is strong.
Are there a lot of people who like to ride him?
Yes, we have a lot of friends who like to ride Bramble. As a matter of fact, there's some people who are waiting now.
Over at the barn?
Yes, at the barn.
Oh. Well, Bramble, you have some friends who want to have a ride with you. Yeah. Thanks so much for allowing us to visit with him a while. Do you want to take his oats with him, too?
Yes, I'll take his oats.
Maybe after his rides.
And we'll be back to see you again.
I hope you will come, Mr. Bray. You remember Mr. Bray. He's the man who has the shoe store. Yeah. And his wife and little girl came. We had a good time visiting with your wife and little girl the other day.
That's great.
Come back again.
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye. Bye, Brambles.
Big horse.
We could pretend that we're doing that. Sure. Want to pretend you're a horse? I'll play you some horse music on the piano. And if you want to, you might just want to prance around a bit. Like Brambles. And when the music goes faster, then you can go faster, okay? And when it goes slower, then you go slower. And when it gets very slow, the horse might want to go to sleep. We have good times together and do lots of things, don't we? I like to be with you. Sometimes I like to be with just you. Just for once. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's be alone. With nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that. Sit down, get up, come back. No. Nobody else, but nobody else, but you. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's play alone. With nobody else we'll build us a house with a garden. And nobody else, but nobody else, but you just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's stay alone. And you'll be the only one with me, and I'll be the only one with you. I'll talk with you, you'll talk with me, just we two. Nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once, just for once. Sometimes it feels very good to have somebody all alone for a little while, doesn't it? I thought I saw picture flashing. Look at that. Picture flashing, saying, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Rogers. Well, it's not time for make-believe, so maybe we could have picture show us a movie about a mother horse and a baby horse. Here's the baby horse with the mother horse. Baby horse has recently been born, and so the mother horse is licking it. Trying to get up and to stand. And a while later, going out for a walk and a run with its mother. So many things to learn to do. Picture says that film was for you. Well, thank you, picture. You're welcome. Castle. And a play horse. Why don't we just pretend that there's a live horse in the neighborhood of make-believe, and it comes to the castle, and maybe we could pretend that Mrs. Bray is with the horse, and the horse could even be Brambles. Sure, into the neighborhood of make-believe.
King Friday would be delighted to see the horse, and he thanks you for coming.
Thank you. I'm glad for the chance.
Here he comes now.
Mrs. Bray, Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty?
Yes. What a fine-looking horse you have.
Thank you. It belongs to Randy and his family.
Oh, Randy. Yes,
King Friday, may I present Randy Cole. Randy Cole, King Friday.
How do you do, Your Majesty?
How do you do, Randy Cole? What a fine fellow you are with a fine horse.
Yes, sir. Randy Cole is 14 years old, sir.
Oh, 14 years since you were born, Randy. Fine boy. Do new babies like to ride horses?
I don't know, Your Majesty. I've never seen a new baby ride a horse.
Have you, Randy?
No, I haven't, Your Majesty.
Oh. Well, how many days old does the baby have to be to ride a horse?
Oh, sir, I think a couple of years, sir.
Oh.
King Friday, yes? Do you have a baby in mind?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
Well, if you would show me the baby, maybe I could tell.
Well, I couldn't show it because it isn't here. Mm-hmm.
If it's a brand new baby, I think I might have something that he would like.
Oh, sir.
Oh, lovely.
Look at this, Your Majesty.
Why, that's a soft, stuffed horse, is it not?
Yes, sir.
And it feels so good.
Yes, it certainly does. Yes.
You see, King Friday, babies like to feel soft things. So their first horses are usually soft ones.
Soft ones, yes. I see.
And then after that, a young child sometimes likes a rocking horse.
Oh, rocking horse, yes, a rock back and forth. The rocking horses and stuffed horses don't eat anything, do they?
Oh, no, and I'm glad you reminded me, sir. Randy, I have something here that maybe your horse would like. Would you like to feed him?
What is it, a carrot?
Yes, it's a carrot,
sir. Do you have another one?
Yes, I have another piece.
Good.
Randy? He seems to enjoy them, sir.
Yes, I should say. Randy takes good care of the horse.
Yes.
Lovely. Yes, well, a real horse. That's what I like, a real horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a grown king, Your Majesty.
Yes, of course I am. And I shall have this lovely, soft horse for the little baby. But I should like someday to take a ride on that big horse.
Well, King Friday, if you'd like to go for a ride, I'd be happy to escort you.
Well, thank you very much. Someday I shall. Where are you going now?
Well, right now, sir, we thought perhaps we'd go over and visit with Daniel and show Daniel the nice horse.
Oh, look at Mrs. Bray getting on the horse.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. That's called mounting, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir.
Mount the horse. Well, thank you, Mrs. Bray, for the soft horse, and thank you, Randy, for bringing your horse by. Farewell, my dear.
Farewell, King
Friday.
Bye,
handyman.
King Friday.
Shall we
I
go
may
over
see you.
Hi, Handyman Negri.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, is that a horse that will bite?
No, Daniel. He won't bite people.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bray. You mean he just eats his food, huh?
That's right.
Oh, what kind of food does he like?
Well, he likes carrots, Daniel, very much.
Oh, do you have any?
No, I gave him a piece of a carrot before, but I don't have any left now.
Well, I have a whole carrot if you want it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you could get it for us.
Well, who's that fine boy there?
Oh, this is Randy Cole. I wanted you to meet him. Randy Cole, this is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Randy. Is it your horse?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a great horse. Just a minute, I'll get a carrot for him.
Okay. Isn't that nice of Daniel? He's going to get a carrot for Bramble.
Here's a carrot.
Oh, look at that.
There it is. It's a
Thank
big one.
Thank you very much, Daniel.
You're welcome.
Here you are, Andy.
What's the horse's name?
The horse's name is Bramble, Daniel.
Oh, Bramble's eating the carrot.
Oh, he really likes that, doesn't he?
Certainly does. Oh. He chews food and not people and tigers.
That's right, Daniel. Just chews his food.
Mm-hmm. Did King Friday like him?
We were over to visit him a little while ago. And he seemed to like him very much.
Oh, that sounds like his fanfare now.
Daniel Tiger, I presume?
Why, King Friday, you've come to my clock.
Yes, I wanted to see that real horse again. Tenderman Negri.
Yes, King Friday.
Randy Cole. Andrea Bray.
Hello, King Friday.
Yes, thank you. Hello, horse. You never told me the horse's name.
We were just telling Daniel, King Friday. His name is Bramble.
Oh, yes, Bramble.
Bramble.
Well, I'm going to call this little soft horse Ramble, then.
That's very nice, sir.
Yes, Bramble and Ramble. Yes. He's a royal horse, Daniel, but babies like soft horses like this better.
Yes. Well, I think I do, too. Well, yes.
Daniel, this is the soft horse that Mrs. Bray gave to King Friday for a baby.
Oh, I didn't know there was a baby around.
Well, there isn't. It's just in case a baby should come to the castle someday.
Oh, that's nice to keep something like that just in case, isn't it?
Would you like to ride on the big horse, Daniel?
Yes, Daniel, would you?
Oh, no, thanks. He's too big for me.
Well, he has to be big to hold other people.
Oh, I never thought of that. Good for you, Big Bramble.
Well, would you like to take another ride, Mrs. Bray?
Oh, yes, I think Bramble would enjoy that. Would you go with us?
Yes, I'd love to.
Well, thank you for bringing him by to show me.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Bray.
King Friday, may we take Bramble behind the castle? There's some nice grass back there.
Why, so there is. He's welcome to eat the grass behind the castle.
Thank you very much, sir.
Daniel, perhaps you would like to take a ride on this soft horse.
Oh, that's fine. We'll do that inside the clock.
There you are. You may hold him like that and take him in.
Well, sir, while you're riding the soft horse, we will take Bramble and be off to behind the castle.
Have a good ride.
Thank you very much. Bye,
Daniel.
Randy.
Goodbye, King Friday.
Bye, King Friday.
Goodbye.
Daniel wasn't sure of the horse. I think maybe he was a little afraid of it. He didn't want to take a ride. You know, some children don't want to get up on horses or ponies, even if they're allowed to. Yeah. But it's for you to decide. If you have a chance to ride an animal like this, it's for you to decide whether to say yes or no. This is a mare. Let's pretend that this is a daddy horse. There's a mare that would be a mother horse. And there's a colt that would be a child horse. It's a horse family. And here's a human family. There's a father and mother and little girl. Little boy. Why don't we put the human father up on the father horse and the human mother up on the mother horse, and the colt would be too small to hold anybody, so we'll just have the girl and the boy give the colt something to eat. There you are. And the colt can eat. And they'll just stand there while the mother and father take a ride on the horses. They won't go very far. Horse family together, and the human family together. Mother and father horse take care of the colt. The human mother and father take care of the children. Well, let's put our toys away for today. Horses. How about some food for you, fish? You don't eat as much as horse, do you? We've seen a live horse here and in the neighborhood of make-believe. We've had play ones, too. And even some music for being horses. We'll do more things tomorrow, you and I, okay? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day a special day for me. Do you know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and that's you yourself. And I like you so much, just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.